This is a dictation for Antonia Boone, Antonioboone. Date of birth is 121-2004. Date of accident is 10-27-2025. The patient was rear-ended as a passenger on the right. The impact caused him some headaches with the symptoms of dizziness, disorientation, confusion, lack of focus, and pain syndrome affecting the neck, mid-back, lower back, shooting pain to the right groin, numbness and tingling of the left hand, including second to fifth finger, and severe pain in the left shoulder, which is 10 on a scale of 1 to 10, and 100 degrees of range of motions. The patient reports that he has had an MRI done for the lumbar spine, and currently his pain is extremely severe and he requests some stronger pain medication. Previously, he was provided with Norco 10 over 325 for 7 days, and it helped him. 7 tablets were provided. The patient reports that his pain in the neck, mid-back, and lower back is all 10. Currently, it is affecting his left arm and the left leg. In the left leg, it is shooting down as numbness and tingling posteriorly, including the buttock and the entire left leg and the foot and all the toes, with sometimes motor weakness. And pain in the left arm is reported involving all the 5 fingers, which is constant numbness and tingling front and back of the left arm. The pain has remained severe and he is unable to even move the neck. Neck is extremely stiff. Patient reports all of the symptoms are 10 on a scale of 1 to 10, and ADLs are affected 10 also. The patient reports 0% relief so far, although he's trying his physical therapy. Kindly review the record for ADL for system review, for additional issues, substance abuse, compliance history. Physical examination, blood pressure is 159 over 104, pulse 88, pulse ox is 100. Rest of the exam comes from previous visit of 10-29-2025, dictation number 1103-027. Diagnosis will remain the same. Plan is to review the maps, and the patient is in compliance. Norco 10 over 325 every 12 hours was provided, 14 tablets for 7 days. He is referred for counseling for severe anxiety and depression. He is referred for neuropsych evaluation. He is referred for psychiatry evaluation. Regarding the MRI, MRI was done on November 6, 2025 at M1 Imaging. We do have the lumbar spine MRI. It shows at L5S1, a 7.7 millimeter left paracentral disc herniation superimposed on a bulging disc indenting the ventral thecal sac, moderate left lateral recess left neural foramen stenosis with the compression of left exiting nerve root, left paracentral disc herniation at L5S1. And is advised that he will benefit from epidural injections time 4 to 6 based on the findings. The cervical spine MRI is not available. Patient is otherwise stable, he'll be seen in 7 days' time. Thank you.